The charity Rotary is a worldwide family of 1.2 million people who come together to create positive, lasting change in its communities and around the world. It is based on the motto, Service Above Self. The Rotary Club of Norwich is a group of people who seek to make a difference through local and community activities and fundraising.
Hello there, it's Mark here. I've come along to the George Hotel on Newmarket Road here in Norwich. And with me, I have the current president of the Norwich Rotary, Miles Neville. Thank you very much for speaking to us this evening, Miles.
Pleasure.
And we want to find out a little bit about the work of the Norwich Rotary, and in particular, I know you're celebrating a very important event this year, or you have just been, so maybe we could just sort of start off a little bit with, you know, how the Rotary Club over the last 100 years was founded and what you do.
So Rotary is an international organisation. It was begun in Evanston in America, and this club was formed in 1922. So hence 2022 has been our centenary anniversary. So this year we had a big celebration dinner in at the Norwich City Football Ground, top of the terrace restaurant. We were joined by some visitors from America, a Rotarian from Texas, and some from Norfolk, Virginia. We were also joined by our twin clubs from Nice, Koblenz in Germany, and Novi Sad in Serbia. So we had a big meal, the Lord Mayor was present, and the General Lord Dannett gave us his speech as guest speaker. So yeah, that was a wonderful event in May. And as it suggests, we've been around for 100 years now, and the aim of Rotary is service above self. So we get engaged in projects both locally and internationally.
Wow. And your own interest in becoming a Rotarian, where did that come from?
Well, personally, when I finished at university, I came back to Norwich, which is my hometown, and you sort of realise you come back and, oh, you don't know anybody. And as a young man, I heard about Rotaract, which was a junior version of Rotary. And I joined that and was a member of Rotary for a good 10 years or so, and progressed from there. So I moved to the Rotary Club. I joined in 2001, I think it was. I've been a member of the Rotary Club since then.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned about the projects that you get involved. Would you like to tell us a little bit about some of the work that you yourself and your members do?
Yes, certainly. Our local project for the centenary was something called Cuppa Care, which I think you probably know about, don't you? And it was just an amazing project. We've done this in conjunction with other local charities. Essentially, it's a bus that drives around, has the opportunity for people to come along, have a cup of coffee and a chat. So we are liaised with various local charities in that.
Yeah, I believe that here for Norfolk, yeah, and also Vision Norfolk, who I work for doing my daytime job, we've kind of been having volunteers out on the Cuppa Care bus, and it's been really successful. I know it's been out to lots of villages and towns around the county, and that's been a really helpful service.
That's right. Yes, it is. It's a lovely idea, and it's great to pair up with local charities. We're all sort of like-minded, want to help each other and do voluntary work in that sense. So yeah. We've also got an international project at the moment, one of several that we've had in the past. So we are supporting or overseeing the building of an all-inclusive school in Ghana. Just a bit of background. Sadly, some children are ostracised in places like Ghana because if they have a disability. And one of our members, his name's Andy Cotterill, has been out to Ghana several times and has formed links with people out there and has sort of spearheaded this project. So that's a wonderful thing. And we are, yes, well on the way to actually having the whole school completed. So,
and how do you actually raise your funds? Is it through raffles or individual donations or events?
Yeah, various ways. I think probably the most recent example was collecting outside where was it?
Co-op,
that was it, which Colin, Vice President here, spearheaded, to collect money for the victims of the Pakistan floods. But collecting is one way. We have fun events. We held a barbecue in the summer for people to come along to and to pay to come along to raise money for funds. So we do various events. And we try and have a good time, which is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So fellowship is a really big thing.
And do you have to have any particular background or qualifications?
Not at all. Absolutely not at all. And I think one of the things about Rotary is perhaps this image that we need to share with people, that actually it is for anybody and everybody. If you are keen on being somebody who does service above self and wants to help in the community and enjoys good fellowship, that really is the essence of Rotary.
Fantastic. And how many members do you have in Norwich?
At the moment we've got, Colin, help me out, I think we've got about 28. So, hello John. We have about, I think there's 28 members currently. Not all of them are able to come along to meetings, so we do have Zoom, link with Zoom as well at our meetings. Right now, as we're talking, we're just getting ready for a meeting this evening. So we've got, as our speaker, the governor of the prison at Norwich is going to come and give us a talk.
Oh, wow.
But we've had we have various guest speakers. We had a weatherman come and talk to us a few weeks ago. And we've had one or two businessmen from Great Yarmouth, Pleasure Beach. That was an interesting talk. And then a former organist at Norwich Cathedral came and talked to us as well. So we get a variety of people who come along and speak, and I think just everybody, you know, has a chance to enjoy a meal, have a speak, and talk about ideas for the future.
Wow. And what ideas do you have for the future then?
Well, one of the things we are keen to do is to try and promote membership. So we are just at the moment discussing ideas about associate membership. So a number of people who, you know, like-minded people might like to think about becoming an associate member if they're not ready for full membership. And also I'm very keen on youth, so it's one of my things at the moment. We're trying to set up a Rotary Kids Club in a primary school. It's a club supported by Rotary, but we don't sort of get in the way of what they want to do. So supporting that. And we also have something called an Interact Club, which the school I teach in is...
Yes, I was going to say, because I know you're a teacher, aren't you, your background's teaching, yes.
Yes, I teach religious education. I've taught music for many years as well. At our school, Framingham Earl High School, we are in the process of setting up an Interact Club. These things take a little while, but yes. There's a good little group of youngsters who are keen. So, you know, if we can get them involved in volunteering and getting used to that, that's got to be a good thing.
And are there other Rotary groups around Norfolk?
Yes. There are Rotary clubs all over the world. I think there's something like 1.2 million Rotarians across the world.
Wow.
But in Norwich we have two or three other clubs. They're very active as well. This is part of District 1080, so that covers pretty much most of East Anglia, so Norfolk, Suffolk, parts of Cambridgeshire. And that's one of several districts in this country. So it is truly a local and international organisation.
That's fantastic, right? And your own involvement here, you're now kind of going to be shortly handing over, I believe, the role of president shortly.
Oh, not till next June, no. Another 6 months of hard work before I can hand over.
So you've got a while as president.
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I think it's quite interesting holding down a full-time job, especially teaching such a busy job. But I'm enjoying that, and I'm enjoying, working as president of this club. And it's a great organisation, great people in it. So... yeah, more people, the better. That's what we hope.
Well, good luck with all your work, and here's to the next 100 years.
Indeed, thank you. Yes, well, absolutely. And likewise with your charities, and it's Chatterbox, isn't it, called. I think it's a fantastic thing. So good for you. Good luck with that.
Well, good luck with all your projects and various things you're going to be doing. So are you still going to be involved with the Cup of Care bus?
Oh, yeah. We want to keep that going as a long-term project. Our president last year did a lot of work spearheading that to get it off the ground, raised a lot of money, and it was really fantastic what she managed to achieve. And that's someone called Aliona Derrett, who is the president. And obviously we're keeping this going. We've now got the bus. I think the bus has been bought and has been built and is now travelling around, which is great news. So it's something that we can keep going for a number of years, and I think it's a great thing.
Well, wonderful. Thanks for talking to me tonight, Miles, and I'll let you get back to your meeting because I think people are starting to arrive now.
Indeed, they are indeed. Yes, no, it's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you.
All the best. Thanks, Miles.
Thank you.
Mark was talking to Miles Neville.